And a happy Thanksgiving weekend to you all in Arizona. I'm thankful to be in Arizona. You know, you could be in Yucatan, Russia, where it's negative 58, at the French-Italian Research Center on the Arctic Plateau at 10,000 feet, where it's negative 61 degrees. Snowball opened this week. Ski season is here, and we don't have to go to those extremes to enjoy a little bit of skiing. We can have all the benefits of ski mountains and come home to put on a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I know that one of the things that real adventure junkies like to do is that they ski in the morning and at Big Bear, and then they go surf in the afternoon. I'm okay not surfing. I'm just fine doing without that one. So we got a number of questions here that we're going to go through, some of our top articles of the week that were bounced on at rosieonthehouse.com. The Christmas tree one, kind of obvious sign of what season we're in. Will adding 7-Up to your Christmas tree water extend the life of your Christmas tree?
It's all kinds of concoctions people come up with thinking it's going to help their tree. But the research we did says that really the best thing for that tree is a fresh cut and water. The sugar actually will grow mold if you add sugar to any part of that concoction. Creates bacteria and mold. Or Clorox, people think, well, Clorox will help keep it clean, but that actually eats away at the tree. So,
And it's not a tree you're keeping for more than a month.
Hopefully.
You really want to try and keep it from drying out too much to be a fire hazard. And then you want to keep it moist enough so it still gives off that fragrant smell. Mm-hmm. The whole reason of getting a fresh, live tree as opposed to putting up a plastic tree. And we have in the past, Romy can remember as a kid growing up at the house, us throwing the Christmas tree in the swimming pool. And we'd let it float in there for a couple days and then take it out. And I thought that worked pretty well. But I think what even works better than that is now I take the tree to the side of the house and I stand it in a 5-gallon bucket with fresh water and I hose it down every day for 2 or 3 days, completely just hose the entire thing down. And I think that even works a little bit better than the chlorine in the swimming pool, and it's a lot easier to clean up.
Yeah, but it has the needles in the bottom of the pool.
So bring it home, put a cut on it, throw it in a 5-gallon bucket of water on the side of the house, and literally hose the tree down completely, dripping, sopping wet for 2 or 3 days.
And you know what, Rosie? We did that when I was a kid in Louisiana. We didn't have a pool, and I would just put the tree out in the backyard and just hose it down for a day or two and then bring it in. And it worked.
It seemed to make a big, big difference the last couple of years we've done it, just how fresh the tree stays, how much longer. So,
did y'all ever hear, okay, speaking of 7-Up, did y'all ever hear putting aspirin in the water to preserve the tree?
No.
I've heard that for flowers.
Oh.
It does work for flowers.
Ah,
fresh
so maybe
cut flowers.
That might be why we've did that. It didn't work for us when, it never worked.
Well, the air is so dry here, too. We have so many things against us in keeping that tree nice.
It gave us a headache more than the tree, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's another thing. Don't put it where the air from the heater blows mm-hmm. on the tree. That
exactly.
will do, you could do all these things, all these suggestions and tricks and tips, but if you're putting it out where the hot air is blowing out of your central...
Or by the fireplace.
Yeah.
We tried that 1 year. It was beautiful for about 5 minutes.
It was beautiful. That was the most photographic tree we've ever had beside the fireplace, but it just didn't work out being very practical at all.
The other thing we get asked a lot about this year, time of year, Romy, is, there's a chance of freeze. We're not quite there yet, but what we do know is if you wait till the freeze is here, you won't be able to get what you need to protect your plants, especially when it comes to cactus. So a couple of things to have on hand are different size styrofoam cups to put over the tips of your multi-armed cactus. And then also any kind of material other than plastic. You want whatever material you put over your plants, your sensitive plants to protect from frost needs to be a breathable fabric.
And freeze cloth at the nurseries is so affordable. There's no reason not to just go get it. Buy as big a pieces you can afford and cut it up to fit the plants and vegetation layout that you have at your house. But it can fold up. It stores very easily. It keeps year after year after year. And now's the time to go out and round it up, because the first time it frosts, you're not going to be able to find it.
Yeah, and the last thing is just to make sure that the plant is as healthy as can be. So don't stress it by not watering it.
When it gets really bad and, you know, we're in danger of pipes breaking, you know, running water will not allow it to freeze. It creates humidity around the plant. So you could, if you got, you know, however many hose bibs you've got around your house, you could hook up a hose, put it on a low enough trickle. You know, it's got to be fast enough that it can't freeze inside the hose as it's coming out, and put it out around your trees or different areas of your home that need water, and then just turn them off in the morning. Sounds crazy if you're new to Arizona and you've gone through the last couple winters in the Phoenix and Tucson area, and it's not, you think you never have to worry about it freezing. Well, in 2008, and it happens, you know, every now and then, we've had snow on the mountains around Phoenix. It's a lot more common around Tucson, but it even gets to the desert floor about every 10, 12, 15 years. We have really hard cold snaps, and it took months for all the plumbers to catch up on all the broken water lines on the outside of the house at the water entry where those broke, lines that were run in the attic were frozen. And, you know, you don't realize it at first, and the pipes burst. Well, you may not get running water right away. It may happen after it melts, and then you start having all this water. You don't know right away. So some people left for work that morning just thinking they had no water. Well, the water and the pipes were still frozen, and so they were, hello! And so they were gone, and the water started leaking again as it melted. So there's that another reason for that simple sense.
Yes.
You were talking about. All right, next segment is a third segment of our 10 o'clock hour. That's where we cover our weekly to-do, the one thing to get done around your home, castle, or cabin for the week. It helps to keep on top of our maintenance. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/app and get started by signing up your Homezada app. You can track these maintenance items and complete them every single week. A better maintained home is a better quality of life.